We wish to bid welcome our visitors today and those who have come with friends and others who've come on their own. We are delighted to have you in this service, and we want to make you feel right at home. I know we have one group of special visitors here, Job's daughters, Bethel 12. Mrs. Charlotte Baum is the honor queen of this group of girls, and we're happy to have them worship with us this morning. Would you girls stand up a minute so we could see you? Thank you, and it's nice to have you in church today. Now, if you're visiting, would you mind just lift your hand for a moment so we might see you wherever you are, and our ushers will recognize you. Thank you so much. Way back over in the corner, brother. We are always happy to have friends with us. And I note this morning that we have returned to our city and area Brother Bill Richardson and his good wife. As you know, several months ago, we made Brother Bill the outreach minister of our congregation, and he has been preaching in trailer courts and in Methodist churches and in all sorts of places, traveling across from Florida to Missouri and so forth, and back up here in Virginia. And Bill, I wonder if you and your wife would stand up a minute so that congregation might see you and your smiling face again. Over in the to my right, in the room to my right, are some of our members who had the privilege, I think, of hearing you preach somewhere down about Florida. So we know that we got a verification on what he's been doing. So we are really happy to have you back, Bill, and we wish for you a lot of happiness and health, good health, and a good summer before you. Let me call your attention to some of these opportunities which we have in the bulletin here today. On Sunday, perhaps right after this... I don't see the proper lady, but I say we were going to meet with some of the VBS directors at 12 noon today for just about 2 minutes. We've got, there she is, Louise. She's going to be my right hand on this thing. VBS this year. We'd like to meet with the directors right down here at the front for a moment. We have a decision as to the length of the school and two or three other matters which seems to be interfering with the summer school session. So you'll meet with us for just a minute, and we'll try to iron these matters out as quickly as we possibly can and expedited so you may be on your way. On Tuesday, or remember tonight at 8 o'clock, at 7:30 rather, now we are moving the youth council from 5 o'clock to 8:30 tonight. So those who are involved in the youth council will please remember this announcement that the youth council will meet tonight at 8:30. The hour of worship tonight is 7:30 p.m. We'll be preaching on the subject, Heartfelt Religion. I invite you to come. Share with us this in this good service. On Tuesday, the Friendship Bible Class meets at 1409 Jackson Street. And on Wednesday, our ACT Teens meet, and at 7:30 on Wednesday, we have the hour of prayer. And we had a wonderful prayer meeting last week, a real time of prayer. the whole time was spent in prayer. This week, we have associated with the hour of prayer a business meeting. And so we invite you to come and share in this time. There will be, as stated here in the bulletin, the special business matter will be the personnel committee will make a report and a recommendation to you at that time. That will be at 7:30 this coming Wednesday. Then on Thursday, our church will be at visitation, and of course, for our sports fans at 7 o'clock, they will play Southside on Sparrow Road. That's the softball team. So we'd like for you to remember this announcement. This is a wonderful day. We're glad that you came to church. You know, there are always many good things that are happening. I have today here a letter from a satisfied customer. And you know, it's real fine today to find somebody who's happy and satisfied and who's really enjoying religion and enjoying their Lord in worship. Dear Reverend Hughes, your sermons and church service are so sincere, helpful, wonderful, and I do appreciate them. Since moving to Ocean View, I can't get to my church in Norfolk. I try not to miss one of your services. I enclose a check for you to use for your church. I'm 84 years old. Signed off sincerely. And I hold a check here from this wonderful Christian woman who sent to our church to be used, who got a blessing through the radio ministry on Sunday evening, a check for $100. And so, let us continue our prayers. God still works, and He is still on His throne, and He never fails. Now we come to worship, and I trust that we shall be of one mind and of one spirit and of one accord. Because you know this is Pentecost Sunday. This is a Sunday, according to the calendar, on which the Holy Spirit came down upon God's people. Shall we stand as the choir opens our time of worship? Lord our God, we pray that you would do it again, that thy Spirit shall fall fresh upon me and upon these thy people. And may we on this day feel something as those people at Pentecost when they were in prayer and of one accord, one mind and one thought, concentrating upon Jesus Christ, the Savior whom they loved. In His name we pray, amen. We invite you now to turn in your hymnals to hymn number 2, Love Divine, All Love Excelling. Have your Bibles, I invite you to turn to the book of John, chapter 21. John's Gospel, chapter 21. I wish to read for you an incident that happened after the resurrection of our Lord. Chapter 21, verse 15. Chapter 21, the 15th verse. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This he spake, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me. May God add his richest blessing to this his word to our hearts. Shall we pray? All-merciful God, our Father, we thank thee for this holy word from this holy book. On this holy day, which has been set apart for worship, gathered here in the church today, may we individually search our own hearts and souls concerning our love for Jesus Christ. We think today not only of our own love for Jesus Christ, but we think today on this Memorial Day of the countless thousands who have passed before us, and who lay beneath the sod somewhere in this universe, to await the grand and the glorious day of the resurrection. We would honor those of our number who were faithful and loyal and stood by this Christ and are not with us bodily, but the power of their spirit and influence marches on in the hearts and lives of young people, men and women, who have taken up the torch of some Christian father or mother, or some devoted one who gave himself for this country of ours on a battlefield. And we are indeed grateful for this liberty, which has been preserved at great cost. There would be no liberty, we know, our Father, except there had been a price paid, even beginning with Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ, who died to set men free. And then men in his train who have been willing to give their lives to keep their homes and lands free. We remember all of these. And now quicken us that we might be worthy of all the noble and the gallant deeds of this great host. That deep in our hearts there may be that conviction of a debt. May today somehow, in this time of worship, our hearts and minds be turned in a strange way toward the centrality of Jesus Christ. And we shall be drawn unto him as the Holy Spirit descends upon this church anew and afresh. And she goes forth to conquer and to minister. We would not forget those that are sick or troubled or distressed. For we offer our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we stand and sing hymn number 150? 150.
Thank you.
Brother Bill Richardson to lead us in our offertory prayer today.
I am the Father.